Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Spokane Community College. I am your host, Andrew Stern. We have a wonderful show for you today. We have Brian, who's going to be talking to us about international sports. Taylor and Thomas, who are going to be talking to us about baseball and how it's affecting, well, this pandemic is affecting, you know, the Hall of Famers and basically what's the pandemic affecting. How is it affecting the players, too? Are they having troubles adapting to, you know, the pandemic, you know, not being able to play? And, you know, we have Jacqueline, who's going to be talking to us about all things Seahawks. And we also have Alex, wonderful guy, wonderful man. He knows everything about the weather, and apparently it's going to be cold, cold, cold. I don't know. Just kidding. Anyways, so with that said, we are going to go on to Brian. Brian, with the international news, what is going on? But anyways, we're going to have to figure out what number Brian is here real fast. And we will see where it is. Okay. So they're not on yet, but we are going to get them online. And hopefully, maybe we can, you know, have a little, you know, intervention, a little, you know, intermission here. You know, do a little dance. I don't know. I'm doing the hokey pokey. You guys can't see me, but I'm doing the hokey pokey. And everything. So, alrighty. So, we got Thomas and Taylor. Taylor. What number are you? The 703 number? 703.
No, I'm the 70703 number.
Oh, 703 number is Jacqueline, I guess. Apparently.
Yeah.
All right, well, Jacqueline, so go ahead and talk to us about what's going on with the Seahawks.
Well, the Seahawks are not doing so good, so... This is Jacqueline. This, I'm talking about all Seahawks things.
All right, so well, go ahead, talk about it, Jacqueline.
Well, the Seahawks ain't doing too good. They lost to the Rams.
They lost? Can you say that again with more pronunciation, please?
The L.A. Rams.
The L.A. Rams. So they lost.
The Los Angeles Rams.
Okay, so not the Rams, it's the Rams. Okay. So anyways, yeah. So, Jacqueline, so how are they actually, so how is it affecting them? How are they losing?
Well, the Rams beat them.
I'm talking about the Seahawks. How is it affecting the Seahawks playing?
Because they have masks on.
Because
of COVID.
Yeah. What else?
Well, next year they would do better.
Next year, they'll do better.
Yeah, because they lost.
So they lost. Okay. So what did what do you think that who do you think that they're going to be playing against next year?
I don't know. Probably the same team again.
The same team again? I don't think so. I don't think they're going to be probably playing.
Probably going to be a different team. Probably.
So who do you? So who's your favorite player on the team? Who's your favorite players?
Russell Wilson, DK Metcalf, Blake Olsen.
Talk in your. Hold on, just a second. Oh, okay. I don't know. Anyways. So Jacqueline. So your favorite players are Russell Wilson and who again?
DK Metcalf and Greg Olsen. He's retiring this year.
Oh, nice. Well, geez. Yeah. Well, that's a real bummer.
Yeah.
But so what are you expecting in the next game? What do you expect in the next year?
Next game for them. I think they're going to play different games like the 49ers or something.
The 49ers?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. No, thank you, Jacqueline. That actually really does kind of shed some light.
Yeah.
So, what else? What else are you predicting?
Me?
Yes.
There's probably just snow on the ground, probably.
Okay.
Oh, it's sunny right now?
No. No, I mean, like, for your predictions for the football season, for the Seahawks, Jack.
For the football season? I think they're going to do better. I think Pico is thinking about retiring.
Yeah.
I think they're going to hire a new coach for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what.
Anything else off the top of your head?
Joint coordinator is the coordinator for the Seahawks.
Oh, nice. Alrighty. Well, thank you, Jacqueline, for that.
You're
that
welcome.
Jacqueline with everything Seahawks that she knows of from the top of her head. So now we're going to go to Thomas and Taylor. Taylor, what do you have? Do you have anything about the football and, or not football, sorry, baseball, Hall of Famers, and how is it affecting them, and how is it affecting the players?
A lot of things, man. A lot of things. So, do I go first, Thomas?
Yeah, you can go.
All right, thanks, buddy. All righty. So far, this baseball season has been a start off on a good ground. The leagues are about to pick Hall of Famers. However, when it becomes Hall of Famers, it takes me to my grown-up time. Being young, I have seen every player and their careers. What really makes me upset is cheating in baseball. There are 4 cheating players that don't need to be in the Hall of Fame.
You mean cheaters? Like, what do you mean, like, in cheaters? Like, are you talking about, like, the people who, like, sit there and, you know, do the juice?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Sorry for interrupting. Sorry, I just had to make that. I just had to ask a question about that. But
you're all good.
So the Cheaters should be out of the Hall of Fame?
Yes. Yes. It's really wrong for me, being a future broadcaster. I look at the voting, the ballots. It makes me mad that these team players are still being voted on. I feel the following should be in the Hall of Fame. They are Torrey Hunter, Todd Helton, Andrew Jones, Curt Schilling, Vladimir Guerrero. These guys, I can say, played for the love of the game. Guys that cheat in the game are bad, and it really hurts fans, even young kids growing up around the game they love, like me. I'm aware of the policy on COVID with Major League Baseball. I have done some changes. For example, my Kansas City Royals during last season played 60 games. Before talking, this topic is a game is with lots of high hopes. MLB leagues are trying to push MLB teams into Las Vegas. This has been a topic forever. Being a baseball lover, I can get this could work, but there is only one problem. Teams look at the short term and have lots of fans coming to the game. But for long-term fans, the team has be a winner. Watch out for hot weather. 110 degrees in Vegas. And that's all, Andrew.
Well, thank you, Taylor. So up next is Thomas. So Thomas, how are the Mariners dealing with this pandemic, buddy? Do you have anything on the inside there? Do you have anything in their locker room area?
Yeah, not so great. But after making it through 7 weeks of walkouts, Jacksonville, Arizona League, without a positive test for COVID-19, the Mariners have shut down their complex and canceled their final two games. As a fan myself, that's really a big bummer. Following all health and safety protocols, we conducted contract tracing and follow-up testing for players. There were no other positive results than two of the players, but that's a big downside to what's going to happen this season and many seasons to come if COVID continues. I feel that we may not catch a break from COVID, but hopefully the two players can recover and the Mariners can win many seasons to come. And then that's what I've got for the Mariners on COVID. They're doing okay, but not all of them are safe from COVID-19.
Yeah, I think people are safe, but then there are people out there who like to win because they're invincible and like to think that the COVID-19 ain't gonna get them. But it's sooner or later, people do end up, people who say, oh, well, I'm not gonna end up getting it anyways, and it's kind of funny in a way. Well, not funny. Take that back. It's not funny. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But it's karma. That's what I would like to say. It's karma.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, any predicament on what their first game is going to be like when they get back, Thomas? Any chance? Are they going to win? Are they going to lose? Or are they going to do so-so or tie?
Hopefully they win, but I mean, depending on which team they're up against, it could be a big loss or it could be a big win. I'm just hoping for a win. As a fan, COVID-19, it insults me that the Mariners don't get a play. But, that's just the windup in the pitch. play. If they don't play, then, you know, COVID's going to continue.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, life unexpectedly throws a curveball people's ways. And, you know, sometimes it's just like, hey, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, well, thank you, Thomas, and thank you, Taylor, for the wonderful world of baseball and the Hall of Famers. So now, I'm getting, hold on, looks like we're getting a news, an important news bit here real quick. This just in, Brian has an announcement about international news. So I'm going to go ahead and swing that all over to his way real quick. Brian, what's going on in the international news, my friend?
Well, picture this. We've been seeing, me and Lena just got done watching the news last night, and there has been riots going around in the Netherlands, which I'm very deeply scourged of. I'm very discouraged that this is happening. I mean, it's because they don't. It's not because of the. It's because of COVID. It's like it's gotten to them now, and now they're saying we need the vaccine, and they are just pushing people to the limits. And as far as I'm concerned with, is that Europe is basically unprepared for this particular pandemic. We've seen what happened to Italy, and we are worried that it might happen to Germany, France, and pretty much Belgium, Netherlands, Denmark, Switzerland, if that's a possible case, but probably not. Yeah, it's like this COVID situation has got out of hand. Like, if we would have known about this sooner, we would have had a vaccine possibly right about now. We should have had a vaccine by now if we knew this was going to happen. And so my concern is that at this point we majorly did something wrong here. Like, we didn't do it earlier, and I'm suggesting that, well, don't take it by me. I'm like suggesting to people be safe and try not to get COVID, because we don't need any more cases as it is right now. As it is right now, basically. Because if we get more cases, then that's going to raise our cases total and pretty much death into, I would have to say about, like, do you know what the number is for the COVID-19 total death cases?
No idea.
Pretty much it's like in the 2 million range right now. I think that's where it's aiming. And if it keeps...
Sorry, I just dropped my phone. That's a lot.
So basically, if it keeps going like this, it could go into the 10 million for all we know, or 10 billion. We don't know. It's currently unknown. And if we don't do something about this vaccine now, and I'm seeing that... and take it for me, basically. I'm not supposed to get my vaccine until year three, which is kind of annoying, but I can wait that long.
I think that they should just load up the vaccine in one of those
crop. That's what I suggest as well. I mean, it would be good, but we don't have that kind of technology.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, we do.
We probably don't, but and they probably want to do it by military, because military has more technology to do it, because as we all know that, and I'm suggesting this, and people, and then we just had a then we also got some other word on news that apparently people that are from South Africa or going to South Africa, like us non-US citizens, are supposed to not. Someone put a ban travel on that particular area because South Africa is getting more cases now. Well, actually, it's getting more, how am I supposed to say it? And they're urging people, do not travel. It's that bad. And I'm like thinking, like, the last years I've been noticing this, like from 2009 all the way to the end of 2020, it's like, it's this bad. It's like, you can't keep us in a box for at least about 20 to 35 years. It's impossible.
Okay,
because some people don't have the patience. unlike me, I have the patience to wait like an eternity. And the reason why my friend Luna is not here today is because she's doing more research at home while I'm here. So it's me and her, we do split from time to time. So I think that's all I got for international news. Unless more comes up my way, then I'll be writing a script down, basically, and or basically writing a piece of paper.
Oh, well, there we go. Now I think of myself. Anyways, so, Brian, thank you. That was Brian with the international news of the vaccine in Britain and how people should just load up a plane with, you know, the vaccine and crop dust everybody. Not literally. But anyways, so now we are going to be moving on to a wonderful guy. He's a friend of mine. He's a wacky weather person. He's really awesome. He hasn't called in yet? Oh, boy. He hasn't called in yet. Well, that's going to be a problem. My wacky weather character is, my wacky weather person is not available at the time. So instead, we're going to, hold on, let me get this here real quick. Hold on, somebody's here. What the heck are you guys doing here? Yeah, come on, I want to play. Baby Arnold? Yeah, how are you? You came all the way over here just to bother me with my show? Yeah, I want to play. What do you want to play? I want to play Pokemon. I don't have Pokemon. What about Call of Duty? You're too young for Call of Duty. What about these? What about this Fortnite? Fortnite? What the heck is Fortnite? I don't play Fortnite, dude. I'm sorry. You can get away from me with that. Hold on. Is he bothering you? Yeah, Rick. He's bothering me. Come on. Hey, Arnold, come on. We got to go, Arnold. No, come on. I want to stay. I want to be part of the show. You want to be part of the show? Yeah, I want to be part of the show. How are you going to be part of the show? Yeah. How is he going to be part of the show? Honestly, I'm afraid he's going to, like, you know, mess his diaper up or whatever babies do. I don't know. Are you telling me that I'm not potty trained? I don't know. You're a baby for all I know. Well, let me think. I'm about this many years old. Okay. So, did you just see a number or did he just... I have no idea. His little baby fingers. I can't see anything. Okay. So, Rick, where's Morty at? Where's Morty at in all of this? He's running an experiment of mine. He's running an experiment of yours. Yeah, it's going to take a little while.
Oh, jeez, Rick. I don't know if I got this pointer right.
It's okay, Rick. Morty, just try to do the best you can. Anyways, sorry about that. He's trying to disarm a neutrino bomb. What time is it? Oh, jeez, 1:24. Why did you wake me up this early? I didn't wake you up. You came in automatically and started drinking from a flask. So I don't know, like, what your deal is here, Rick. Well, you know, again, I'm a man of science. If I don't like things, I create it, I destroy it, and I rebuild it. So, anyways.
Oh, jeez, Rick. Are you sure this red wire goes with the blue?
No, Morty, do not touch the red wire to the... Okay, never mind. Sorry about that, everybody. My grandson decided to open up a new portal to another dimension. Anyways. Yes. Oh, God. Here we go. Who brought the little dude? Who brought the little green guy in here? Yes. Force, I will teach you. I'm not interested in teaching about learning the Force. If I was supposed to learn about the Force, I'd be called a, what you call a Sith. Anger has clouded your judgment, it has. Nothing clouds my judgment. Rude you are. Yes. I'm always rude. So what's your point, little green guy? Yes. Your grandson. He is. Blown up he has. Through portal he has been. So you mean to tell me that Morty just up and just vanished? Yes. Watched him, I did. Portal he went through. Okay. So, Rick, you have no idea where he went? Does it look like I do? I mean, come on now. Okay, well, I really don't know how to put this, but I think I know where he went. Mr. Freeman, you're no longer welcome here. Now, Mr. Sanchez, just to let you know, I am Morgan Freeman, and I can be here, I assure you. Back in 1984, I remember when... Yeah, that's not a real good memory there. It's not 1984, it's 2021 there, bud. So, you have to kind of, you know, get with the times. I'm terribly sorry. Anyways, this whole thing is one big giant pandemic. We have a baby Arnold Schwarzenegger. We have Rick Sanchez. And we have Morty Smith, his grandson. Unfortunately, his grandson went to another portal. And I don't know where they went. And now, we are going to have a little time for a moment of silence for Morty. That was not a moment of silence, Rick.
Yeah, that was my moment of silence for my grandson.
So you mean to tell me that you have no idea where your grandson is?
No, I don't. He just went through a portal and gone.
So, but now, I have a very important message here. We will end this with the wacky weather reporter, Alex. He is my friend and a good friend of mine, to Morgan Freeman. Here is Alex McGarry with the weather. Alex, go ahead and take it.